This morning I've got Pam Sloper and Betsy Van Berg with me. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Betsy, what is your job?
I'm health educator at CERT in the Wise Woman program.
Okay. And Pam?
And I am the patient educator in the Wise Woman program, and I also work with the breast and cervical health program.
And that's why you're here talking to us today.
Correct. That's right.
That's right. And you're here to talk to us about, well, several things, actually. First of all, a week from today, we've got the Kluckwanda Haines Chilkat River Walk. That's this coming Saturday, May 5th. What is this all about?
Well, it's about getting out there and walking. It's something that we thought about along with REMAX, and it's in support of Women's Health Month.
Is May Women's Health Month, by the way, or?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yep. And we wanted to get an activity out there to get women walking. And, of course, it turned into get everybody walking. Women, men, young, old, doesn't matter. It's good for all of us to get out there. So, like I said, it coincides with Women's Health Month. And someone came up with the idea of, why don't we walk from Kluckwanda Haines? And so we just ran with it.
Now, I'm not sure I could walk that far. Is it a race, or is it like when the swim team does their laps for money? I mean, people are raising money here? Or?
It's a fundraiser for breast cancer research. So we ask a donation of $10 when they sign up at between 8 or 9 on May 5th, Saturday. And it's not a race at all. And we broke it down into 8 legs, and there's different leg distances from like 1 mile up to 5 miles. And people can walk like 1 mile and be done, or they can do a couple. They can have a team. There's no time. You can walk with your friends. It's really very open, and the idea, again.
So it really is just to get people out there,
exactly.
Really. That's great. How long have you been doing this? Is this the first year? Or?
This is the first annual, and our plans are kind of to switch it back and forth. This year we're walking Kluckwanda to Haines. Next year we're hoping to walk Haines to Kluckwanda.
My goodness. And it started off as being a Women's Health Month thing, but now you just want everybody out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's great. It's a great way to get the family out there and everybody be together and, work on getting those legs going for the summer months and keep going after that.
Right, because they're kind of stiff this time of year, aren't they, after the winter. So how does one go about getting involved in this?
Well, they can call us if they're interested in having the picnic dinner afterwards, just because we're trying to get a number of people that will be eating. And that's at 5 p.m. at the ANS A&B Hall after the walk. They don't have to call us if they're not interested in eating. They can just show up between 8 and 9, or hopefully around 8. We're going to have fruit and power bars for people to have. And
this is up in Kluckwanda?
This is up in Kluckwanda, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right, correct.
It's kind of the site of their new cultural center
right
next to the clinic. So it's kind of right on the end of town when you first come in.
Okay, great, great. You can just show up and start walking.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. Well, you know, come to us. It'd be nice to have the donation of $10. You can get a pen or
That'd be nice.
Hat. And then, like I said, there'll be some, little breakfast goodies. And then you can, a little camaraderie there. And, the horn will go off at 9 o'clock and people can start walking.
Everybody starts walking. You said a hat?
Yeah, we have some hats that we're going to give out if people are interested.
Another thing, Steve, is that we don't want to have a whole lot of traffic on the road because we've already got about 100 people signed up. So
already.
Yeah. That's right. And so we do have a couple of buses. People in town have donated buses. River Adventures has donated a bus and Chilkat Cruises. And people can meet at 7:30 at the A&B A&S Hall here in Haines and bus out there.
Bus out to Kluckwanda and then walk from there and...
Right.
Now, if you're, I'm not going to walk all the way from Kluckwanda to Haines. You think anybody will?
There are a few people that have been interested.
Go all the way. That's great. But the majority of people are going to do a leg or two.
Correct.
Is there going to be like support vehicles coming to pick you up and take you back to town?
Yeah, we've got some people who will have probably 2 or 3 at least, maybe 4 vehicles, kind of driving back and forth, taking people whichever way they need to go.
Okay, so back to Kluckwanda or back into Haines or whatever.
Yeah, and the bus, at least one if not both, might wait like an hour or two for maybe the first couple legs, and then they, instead of coming back empty, they can come back with some folks that might just be doing the first leg or two. And we'll be having check stations along the way where we'll provide water and some fruit. And, assistance, and people can hang there, too, and wait for more people to show up and, as Pam said, give them rides back wherever
they have to go. So you can walk 50 yards, or you can walk all the way to Haines.
Correct. Oh, your choice.
Sounds great. Exactly. Sounds great. Now, also, another thing you guys have got coming up is the mobile mammogram unit is coming to town. And when's that going to arrive?
Steve, that'll be here from May 1st until May 11th. And I am making appointments now for that. I still have probably about 50 appointments left. So if anybody needs one, they can give me a call at 766-6367.
Who is the person that needs to have...
mammograms.
So who is the person that needs to have, needs to visit this van?
Really, any woman over 40 years old. Usually we don't start mammograms until women are 40. Your breasts are just too dense before that for the mammogram to be accurate. So any woman over 40, you do need to have a clinical breast exam with a provider before you can have a mammogram done. So that also needs to be, finished.
So you have to go to the clinic first, and then you can go to the van.
Or any provider.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't have to be the clinic. We do have a women's health grant here in Haines that provides mammograms for income-eligible women or women without insurance between the ages of 40 and 64. After 64, Medicare usually kicks in, and Medicare will pay for a mammogram.
So if you can afford this sort of thing, it's made available to you.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a great, great service. She comes usually twice a year. She'll come again in September.
But don't wait till then. Have it done now.
That's right.
Next time might be too late.
That's right.
Okay. Now, another thing coming up, and it sounds kind of like a rumor to me or maybe like a 1,000-year-old battle or something, but you've got this Eagles versus Ravens thing going on. What's this all about?
Steve, it's kind of a challenge walk. And... like Betsy said, this walk kind of started out, we just wanted to get women out walking. And so really this is kind of the kickoff to the whole summer walking challenge. It's going to start from, when this starts, May 5th to August 5th. So basically what the Eagle versus Ravens is, it's a native tradition. And so it's, it started out as a little competition between the two different clans, but we don't want to make it a competition. We're just making it fun. And basically
well, it's a
what we want
competition, if it's any competition at all.
That's true. And we're kind of what we want is we want people to walk 100 miles at least over the summer.
Yeah. And so it started off as kind of an old native tradition, but do you have to be an Eagle or a Raven to be involved in this challenge?
No, if you come and sign up, we'll kind of assign you to, a clan. That's right. We'll just kind of go like that. And just hopefully we can get everybody out walking. We've got some more pedometers that we can hand out to people. There's a lot of people in this town that already have pedometers, but 2,000 steps is a mile, so that can help you keep track.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun, too. And that goes on all summer long.
Right.
That's
right.
The challenge is... Yeah.
Exactly. And I guess they report their points to Mandy Ramsey, who's our community health aide. Mm-hmm. And every 2 weeks, they, update her with how many miles that they've walked. So they kind of keep that going.
Yeah, and she'll have big posters around town, maybe by her office or maybe up by the Chilkoot Indian Association, where mm-hmm. she has the people's names and how many miles everybody walks, so you can keep track if you're interested.
You guys are really into keeping people healthy, aren't you?
We try.
It's our job.
It's our job.
Exactly.
And you love it.
And we love it.
We
and you
do.
Love it.
We do.
Great. Now, this is a lot of stuff to do, all these things. I'm wondering if you're needing any help with any of this. You're looking for volunteers or anything like that?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. We could use some volunteers to help out at the walk. We could use people to help at the different check stations. And so if you're interested, just give Pam or I a call. 766-6367 is Pam's, and 766-6366 is my number. Yeah, so we would love to have people help out if they could do it. And again, we're going to be having a couple vehicles going back and forth, just checking on folks, and water to hand out and fruit. So it's just nice to have extra hands to set up.
Absolutely. Yep. The more the merrier. Yep. And so if somebody wants to walk the Kluckwan to Haines Chilkat River Walk, or they're interested in getting a mammogram, or better yet, the trifecta, all three, and joining the Eagles versus Ravens challenge, they could call these same numbers.
Correct, and Mandy Ramsey's number.
766-6317.
Wow, so much going on. So again, a week from today is the Kluckwan to Haines Chilkat River Walk. That's the kind of the spring opener, I guess, for being healthy and getting out there and stretching out these legs.
Exactly.
And if you want to catch the bus, you could be at the A&B Hall in Haines at 7:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
or out at Kluckwan at 8 a.m. and just start walking.
Correct. Exactly. And don't forget, we're, you know, RE/MAX is also a part of being the sponsor of this walk. So RE/MAX Realty of Skagway and Haines mm-hmm. has been wonderful, and they're co-sponsors of this along with the Wise One program. And it's for breast cancer research. And if people can't make it to the walk, they can also pick up an application and donate to the Susan G. Coleman Foundation.
Who's Susan G. Coleman, for those that might not know?
Susan G. Coleman is a big breast cancer research foundation. That's where all the money is going for. RE/MAX is a corporate sponsor of the Susan G. Coleman Fund. So that's where the money that we raise is going to go.
Great. Well, boy, I can't wait to get out there and start walking. And I want to thank you, Pam and Betsy, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.